Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Do rate us weekly. This is the 915A segment, the news of the week, and what it means for you. Obesity doubles the odds for colon cancer in younger women. What it means, if you've got someone in your family or you have are overweight or obese, get your colonoscopy 5 to 10 years earlier than you would have. That is start at age 40 or 45. That's how much it increases the risk. Irregular heartbeats increase the risk for dementia by 90%, especially if blood thinners like aspirin were slow to be recommended. Make sure if you have an irregular heartbeat, one, you can get those easy-to-measure devices, less than $100, to get a real accurate EKG, which will tell you whether you've got atrial fibrillation if you have questions about it. If you do, make sure you're on a blood thinner like aspirin twice a day. Talk to your doctor. Push your doctor to get you on one if you're not already on one. Omega-3 supplements may ease anxiety, especially if they have DHA, omega-3, or about 3 ounces of fish a day. But you need omega-3. You need 2,400 milligrams, most of which should, in fact, be the DHA variety. Study 4, here's how to tell if you have a cold or the flu. Well, I'm not so concerned about it. It's a rapid onset, severe onset in flu, rigors, high fever, but it comes on suddenly and you know you got it. For every 10% more, over 10% vaccinated, saves America 10,000 lives and 40,000 hospitalizations, $5 billion. So get your flu shot. It's time to get it now. I just got emailed from one of my patients. Did I get mine? The answer is yes, I got mine last week. Drinking more than 3 or 2 weeks ago. Drinking more than 3 times a week may harm your health. We promised you we'd take this into account. 20%, let me do this right now. So 1 or 2 drinks a day, 1.5 to 1 for women, 1 to 2 for men, lowers your risk of all-cause mortality. But in this study, they looked at it very carefully. That is, if you have it 3 days a week or so, 4 days a week or 5 days a week or 6 or 7 days a week, it decreases that benefit a little bit. Not back to baseline. You still get a benefit until you're over 3 drinks a day for men, over 2 drinks a day for women. That's when you start to get harm from drinking. It impedes your immune system, increases your risk of liver problems as well as brain problems. So 1 drink 3 or 4 times a week, great. 3 times a week, great for your health. Taking a sleeping pill every night associated with falls, car accidents, yeah, and dementia. 50% increase in dementia, constipation, and urinary retention in guys. So try taking it or alternating. We have a wonderful program at Cleveland Clinic. Go to clevelandclinicwellness.com and go to the Go to Sleep program. It's a miraculous program in helping people sleep online, not very expensive. Story 7, even non-toxic nail polish contains harmful chemicals. What does it mean? It means if you're using nail polish, foot or hands, make sure you do it in a well-ventilated area. The ones that say 3-free or 5-free usually are free of the first 3 bad things, and the 5-free are free of the first 5 bad things, first 5 worst ones. But the 10-free, they cheated a lot. I don't know why that you'd have these cheating on it, but they do. Point is, I don't know what the point is other than make sure you put it on in a very well ventilated area if you're using nail polish at all. Parenting Affects Antisocial Behaviors. Yeah. So let's go through these stories in a little bit more detail. And vitamin D doesn't lead to stronger bones, but does decrease cancer risk. So let's go through these in a little bit greater detail. I've given you the gist of some of these. So let's go through them. Obesity doubles the risk of colon cancer. That means instead of getting your first screening at 50, you should, if you're obese, get at 40, overweight, get at 45, because of the strong increase in colon cancer from overweight. And we're getting a lot more overweight younger. Best thing you can do is, if you take information from this, is say, I'm going to not gain weight if I'm a teen, or I'm going to lose weight. Remember, most junk food isn't worth the risk. Parenting affects social behaviors. That is, in twins who are divided, 227 identical twins who had different parents, it turns out that the ones who had, if you will, favorable parenting, what do we mean by that? Loving parenting, not hostile parenting, loving, beneficial parenting, had fewer antisocial behaviors as a child. Messages, love your kids and show you love it with good, positive parenting words rather than, if you will, spiteful words or threatening. Vitamin D don't lead to stronger bones, but does prevent cancer in this 53,000 participant study. I don't know what to make of that other than there is a benefit for vitamin D. This is an association study rather than an intervention, so we don't know how good the data will prove to be. There are large-scale studies coming out now, so wait a couple years, but until then, take your vitamin D. To get your level in the 35-plus range, actually, I think in the 50-plus range is even better. Omega-3 supplements ease anxiety. Decrease it by about 50% when you get more than 2,400 milligrams a day. Most of that should be DHA, and that means 3 ounces of salmon or ocean trout a day, or a supplement that gives you more. Wow, I don't think even I get that much. Let's look at the next topic. Social media reduces depression in older people who have pain and are isolated. This is rural people who were in pain and isolated. When they got them, more of the what you would call healthy things about them, that is, when they started doing social media routinely, they actually, how do I say it? When they started doing social media routinely, they had less pain. So socialization is an important aspect of relieving pain. If you know someone who's isolated, call them. Just a phone call. You don't have to do it online. Or get them, teach them how to use a... I saw an ad for a grandparent pad. What was it called? A grand pad, I think it was, at one of the big box stores. That's a wonderful way to connect to family. People rarely outgrow seafood allergies. If you have a seafood allergy, don't have seafood, I guess is the message, because there's so little outgrowing of it. Irregular heartbeats. This is an important one. I think... And I do it when I know I got normal heart rate and know how to detect it. But I've got one of those EKG things that fits on. I don't have one that fits on my iPad. I have one that's separate from it. But I look at my rate every couple of days to make sure I'm in sinus rhythm. That is a normal rhythm. You'll see that. It's boom, 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 as opposed to boom, 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 boom. Those irregular heart rates, if that's what your pulse feels like, then you got an irregular heart rate, your risk for dementia doubles your risk. So make sure you talk to your doc about getting on a blood thinner like aspirin, even that simple. 2 baby aspirin a day, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, with half glass of warm water before and afterwards. Or even if you've got that diagnosis, take it until you get to your doc or call your doc. I don't think you should take it until you get to your doc because I don't know your full condition. But make sure you get to your doc and get to think about getting control of your atrial fibrillation and preventing clotting, which is what the cause of the dementia was, 100% increase. Remember, at age 73, which the study was over a six-year period, 10% of the people by age 79, that's about the national average, developed dementia. You can decrease your odds greatly by making sure you have a normal heart rate and do a whole bunch of other things, such as play speed of processing games, manage your stress, do the four components of physical activity that reduce it, have more DHA in your life, enjoy a little dark chocolate and some walnuts every day, etc. So we go through a full course on that. We should do that course here as well. Asthma not only increases your obesity, but increases postpartum depression. We don't know if treatment of it decreases those. The next news story is drinking. We already went this more than three times a week may harm your health, and more than two drinks at a time. That is moderate drinking, half to one drink a night for women, one to two a night for men, three times a week. Looks like it has the lowest risk of all-cause mortality. So enjoy wine 3 days a week. I would say Friday, Saturday, and maybe Wednesday. Since this is a Tuesday, I'm going to do it on a Tuesday. Adults up to age 45 can now get HPV vaccine. That's right. If you're not in a mutually monogamous relationship with no HPV, then make sure you get your HPV vaccine. I think up to age about 90 is good, especially since the older are having so much fun with sex. Shouldn't take a sleeping pill every night. Go on. Make sure it's at most 10 days a month. Because these increased constipation, increased urinary retention, increased falls, increased accidents, driving accidents, and increased dementia as well, and depression. So all by substantial amounts. So at most 10 days a month and as infrequently as possible. Go to sleep. Cleveland Clinic Wellness. .com, go to sleep. It's a wonderful program, and then get help for your sleep problems if that doesn't help you enough. I told you about the non-toxic chemical, the toxic chemicals in nail polish. Excuse me. Even if they say they're 10 free, they aren't. 3 and 5 free are actually better than 10 free based on the studies. So a lot of people are not being honest with their names on the nail polish. And this was a call for the FDA to help. The good news, there are FDA is helping. Remember to get your flu shot if you haven't done it already. And there's hope for vision loss. They're growing pluripotent stem cells, which seem to improve vision in animals, old animals that develop retinal dysfunction. So there's hope for the rest of us as well. My key points, if you've got an irregular heartbeat, I would get one of those devices even if I didn't and was over 50. Test it, and even if I wasn't a doc, test it every couple of days. As long as you're in normal sinus rhythm, don't worry about it. Get your blood pressure measured. Remember, that's important too. But talk to your doc about should you go on a baby aspirin twice a day, decrease risks of cancer. If you do it reliably, decrease risks of heart disease and stroke, as well as those 9 to 11 cancers, depending on whether you're male or female. Thanks very much for listening. Ben, thanks for wonderful engineering. Do download us weekly. Do learn the tips of the week from the greatest and latest medical news of the week. Get your flu shot. Thanks very much for listening, and especially for downloading us.